Wake up, sweetie. Wake up. There's a good boy. Open your eyes. No, you're not dreaming, baby. It's really me. Of course it's me. Did you think I'd just disappear when you broke up with me? Did you think you'd never see me again? Oh, silly. That is so like you. You walk through your life as if you have some kind of control over what happens. It's adorable, honestly. You're like a child, the way your mind works. Baby, you're having one of your classic overreactions right now. You're being hysterical. You need to calm down. Shh. It's okay. Look, everything is fine. Did you think you're all tied up or something? Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? Why would I do something like that? See, you're totally unbound in our house. It's always been our house, sweetie. Just because you moved out doesn't mean you can't move back in. Go ahead, stand up. Oh, are you having trouble? You are always so clumsy. You must have had a lot to drink last night. There you go. Sit up slowly. Nice and slow. I've got you. I've always got you, baby. Put something in your drink? That's absurd. You approached me last night. Don't you remember? You told me you wanted me back. You're so forgetful. Listen, let's get you over to your chair. Come on. Easy does it. I've already called your work and let them know you won't be coming in. We have all day to sort things out between us. Won't that be nice? Now, baby, I'll freely admit, when you broke up with me, I didn't handle it well. I was so hurt. It felt like a betrayal. And those accusations you levied against me, well, I know they were simply untrue. That I'm controlling, that I keep you from going anywhere, that I tell you what to do, what to eat, how to feel. To hear my loving attention framed in such a dark and sinister way, I just didn't know what to think. I needed time. Truly, that's the only reason I left, baby. You see, I always planned to come back and set things right with us. How could I leave my sweet boy alone, untended? We all just needed time and perspective. And I saw the way you were living when I came back. Deplorable. What a mess your apartment was, dear. Nothing but junk in your pantry, dirty laundry everywhere, dishes piled in the sink. And all that forward momentum you had at work, squandered on nights out with friends, parties, socializing with other lesser women. I was right to return. I want you to know I forgive you. I do. It was a moment of weakness on your part. I should have seen it coming. You'd been so restless for so long, and I simply wasn't taking care of you as well as I should have. I was denying you the small pleasures and freedoms you need, and that was wrong of me. I'm not opposed to you fraternizing, honey. Far from it. Nothing makes me happier than seeing my sweet boy having his fun. But you have to understand how important it is for you to know your place. I need you to know where you belong, and more importantly, who you belong to. Crazy? Don't be ridiculous. A crazy person is someone who doesn't know who they are, who wanders aimlessly with no plans. A crazy person is somebody completely out of control. No, sweetie, that's not me at all. Shh, hold still. See, I'm not here to hurt you. This is just like you remember, isn't it? I've never hurt you, baby. You remember how much you trust me? Don't you? Feel my hand on your throat. My soft hand. I could squeeze right now. You know I could. But you know I won't. That's trust, baby. This is a guiding hand. Do you see that? I'm not out of control at all. I have all the control, baby. I always have. Oh, goodness. You really thought we were broken up, didn't you? You thought you were just a single man enjoying your single nightlife without a care in the world. Oh, honey, did you forget what I said to you the very first night we made love? When I allowed you to come inside me and I milked every drop out of you with my muscles. I said, "You're mine now." Did you think this was sweet nothings whispered in your ear? That I was simply adding some adoring talk to cap off a passionate evening? Did you think for one second that I didn't mean it? No. I know you're aware of just how serious I was. And you were so dutiful, so adoring, so attentive from that point forward. Oh, my sweetest boy. I hate that it turned sour. I want you to know. No. I need you to know. I will never let that happen again. Do you understand? It's going to be perfect this time. I'm going to take my hand off your throat now. Okay? I can feel you shaking. So I know you're a little bit scared. My poor baby. Always so scared. I thought we talked about trust, baby. The moment I let you up, you try to run away. And you see what it gets you? Falling flat on your face. Do you know why? You're still drunk. Drunk off this ridiculous idea that you don't need me. Here, let me lower myself down to your level to talk to you for a moment. See, baby, this is all one big metaphor. Every single time you try to get away from me, it just goes so poorly for you. I'd hoped you'd realize this on your own, but as usual, you need extra help. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You know I'll always help you. Now, give me your hand. No. I can wait much longer than you can, darling. We've seen that already. There we go. Good boy. I'll help you up. Come on, back to your chair. There. Isn't that nice? You remember your comfy chair, don't you? So big and squishy. I know how my baby likes things that are big and squishy. You remember, don't you? How many times you've been in this chair and felt my big, soft ass press into your lap? Yeah? A little like this? I remember how my baby likes my big ass. That's right. I know how much you love to put your hands on my hips. You don't want to say it, but you get the most turned on at how far you have to spread your arms out to hold on to them, onto all this. Trust me, baby, you don't have to say anything. I can feel how excited my body makes you. Am I too heavy on you, baby? No, of course I'm not. Look at how much control I have, how gentle I am, and my ass rubs on you slowly. Are you remembering, baby boy? Remembering how good I always take care of you? Slow and gentle, the way you need it. Slow, gentle, and firm. I know what you need. Just like this. That's right, baby. You need it slow. Slow because you get scared when I move too fast, don't you? Slow makes you feel safe. And you need it gentle. Gentle because you're so fragile. You pretend like you're tough, but you're so, so fragile. Gentle makes you feel warm and cared for. Oh, but you also need it firm, don't you? Yes, you do. You need to feel this big ass working you, pressing into you. Firm, because otherwise you make bad decisions, baby. Firm makes you feel better. Firm takes away all your stress and worries. Having to make all those decisions, worrying about what to do, you know I'll take care of it. All you have to do is lay there and feel my ass rubbing on you again and again and again. Do you remember what my firm hand can do, baby? I do. I remember the day my hand made you explode so hard. You called me mommy for the first time. Oh, you were so embarrassed. But I wasn't. I was excited. Even before your cum finished dripping down my fingers, I knew you were all mine. My special boy. And I wanted to be your loving mommy. I wanted to hold you down and press my hand against your mouth to stifle those adorable little moans and just work your big boy cock with my sweet maternal mouth until you were tired, exhausted, drained of all your energy. Are you getting too excited? Are you trying to push me off you? What's wrong, sweetie? Are you getting close? Are you afraid I'm going to make you come with my ass? But baby, you're such a big, strong man. Why can't you push me away like you did when you left? If you don't want this, just make me stop. Huh? Can't you make me stop rubbing my ass on your lap? Back and forth, back and forth. Slow, gentle. Firm? No? Of course you can't. It's not even a matter of physical strength, is it? We both know you work out, that you take care of yourself. You think I've never stopped to appreciate those biceps, those corded forearms? You may be weak from a hangover, but you're not so weak that you can't stop me from making you come right in your pants if you really wanted to. Oh, but you don't. Do you, baby? You don't want me to stop. You never did. As soon as you saw this ass lower onto your lap, you knew you needed it. This is everything you've dreamed of for months. Are you going to pretend you don't like it? You can't bullshit me, baby. You've been drifting aimlessly ever since you left me. You kept looking for chains and ropes trying to hold you down, but that's all in your head, baby boy. You stayed with me because you needed to stay. Because you don't just want me. You need me. Look how your life has stagnated. All these bad decisions you make, baby. Don't you remember how much easier it was when I made those decisions for you? And they were such good decisions, too. Do you know why? Because I take care of you. You like to be taken care of, don't you, baby? All men do. It just takes a special kind of man to admit it. You're that kind of special, sweetie. You know you are, deep down. I know what you're afraid of. You're afraid if I can hold you down and make you come in your pants that you're not a real man. You're afraid of not having control. There you go. Now you won't come. Oh, baby, and you were so close too. Do you feel better now? Didn't mommy save you from that demasculating orgasm that you were about to have? No. Oh, did you want it? Did you want to just shoot and shoot for your mommy? Well, that's so easy, baby. You know I can make you come whenever I want. All you have to do is answer a simple question. Who do you belong to? You got so quiet. Are you having trouble remembering? Maybe you're embarrassed to say it out loud. That's okay, baby. The answer is for nobody but me. Would you rather whisper it in my ear? Here. I'll bring my ear right next to your mouth. All you have to do is whisper the answer. Tell me who owns you. Yes. You know how I love to hear you say it. You know how excited it gets me. You're right. I own you. Nobody else. You're mine. Who has the control? Such a good boy. You finally remembered. Did you get all your rebelliousness out of your system? Yes, I think you did. You're never going to leave again, are you? Speak up. Are you ever going to leave again? Are you going to question me again? No, you're not. You're going to be my good boy, just like before, because you know good boys get rewarded. Lean back in your comfy chair, baby. There's my big boy. Do you remember how good my hands feel? Oh, I think you do. You're throbbing so much. See how I gently move it up and down your shaft? That's right. So safe and warm in mommy's firm grip. Oh, no, 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 no. Shh, no whimpers today, sweet boy. I want quiet while I tease you with my fingertips. Just light tickles. Oh, I see. I have to make you stay quiet. Hold still. Mommy has to cover your mouth with her hand. There we go. No more noises, please. You just stay put while my other hand keeps gliding up and down. That looks good, doesn't it? Look at you, still so afraid to come. So afraid of what it means. There's still some nasty part of you that thinks you're better off without my help, without my guidance, without my control. But listen to the noises you make when I take my hand away. Oh, so much desperation. Look at how straining. Look at you, straining, yearning for my touch. You can barely survive without it. Now, baby. See, there we go. My hand is right back where it belongs. A strong, firm grip on you, containing you, leading you. Isn't this better? Oh, I love it when my baby boy nods so emphatically. It is better. And you want to come, don't you? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. This pretty little cock is all mine now, isn't it? Oh. Yes, that's what I wanted. You're almost there, baby. You believe it now, don't you? You're all mine. All mine. I'm going to take my hand off your mouth now. I want to hear you say it. Tell me you're all mine and mean it. No more whispers. You say it loud. You say it so the neighbors can hear it. Oh, such a good boy. Yes, that's good. Oh, you were so loud. I love it, baby. Because you're all mine, all your orgasms belong to me, too. Nobody else is ever going to give you an orgasm. Do you understand? Not even yourself. You're never going to touch this cock unless I tell you to. Don't pout, baby boy. You know mommy will take care of you so long as you behave. When have I ever let these big boy balls ache for too long? You've been so good, baby. I can see how hard this is for you. I see that little internal struggle. But you're doing everything right. And you know, I always tell you when you're a good boy. Mommy will be so good. So, so good to you. Be a good boy and come for mommy. You can come right in my mouth this time, darling. Do it, baby. Let it all out. Let it out in my mouth. Was that good, baby? Did mommy take extra good care of you? Yes, I did. I'll always take good care of this. So long as you behave for me and do all your chores. Yes, I said chores. Did you think I was just going to blow you and you could fall right asleep in your big comfy chair? No, 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 baby. That will not do. I have a whole list of chores for you to do on the counter, in the kitchen, and you're going to do every one of them. And to make sure you don't get distracted, I've taken the liberty of getting rid of all your drugs and alcohol, and I've locked up all your little video games. I need you very clear-headed and focused, darling. And don't forget the last chore, sweetie. eating mommy out is very, very important. And you need to do a good job for me, but I can wait. This place is a mess, and I'll enjoy your eager little tongue so much more in a nice, clean home. Get to work, my darling. And don't you ever forget who you belong to again.